as you are interacting with others, entering into co-creation or agreements, the process is more complicated because there are more of you involved. Mm-hmm. But the basic process is the same, of coming together in thought about what is wanted, and then paying attention to your warning bells every step along the way, so that you know when or if something is going wrong, or when or if something is going right. So many of you, as you are in your physical bodies, are wondering why you are here. What is the purpose of my life experience, you say? You have come forth into this physical body, into this physical dimension, because you know you are creator and you are wanting to express that in physical dimension. Your work here in this physical dimension is to define or decide or discern what it is you want at any point in time, and then by the power of your will or your ability to focus upon that which you want, attract it to you. When you are thinking a thought, but you are not particularly excited about it or emotional about it, your thoughts do not have great attracting power. You are sort of banging it out in the physical. But when you give thought that brings forth great emotion, now you have accessed the power of the universe. When you are explicit in your thought, then the emotion comes forth. And so your work is to sift through the data of your environment until you are clear about what you want. That is as simply as we can state it. And so your work, from our perspective, is to look around, attracting data, and then go to a sort of workshop where you merge the data into your picture of your life experience. See yourselves like a chef in a well-stocked kitchen where there are all ingredients imaginable in abundant proportion. And your work is to put those ingredients into different combinations for the creation of whatever you want. That is the way we see you. And so our encouragement to you is to wake up every morning intending that as you move through your day, you will look everywhere for things that you want. In other words, to collect the data. And then once a day, go to a place where you will not be interrupted by others, where you can begin to daydream or merge those pieces of data into a picture of what you want. Now, the beauty of that is that you will be able to create a picture of what you want that is so explicit that that will then be your point of attraction. But most often you are in a negative workshop. For example, we see you sitting at your desk to pay your bills, and the stack of bills is sometimes taller than your stack of money. You are filled with negative emotion as you have the feeling there is not enough money for all of the things that I need, and certainly not for the things that I want. And you say, in great depression or in great disgust or even in anger, I need more money. Things are very hard. Mm-hmm. You are in a negative workshop. You are giving thought and you are feeling great emotion. Now, whether it is positive emotion or negative emotion, you are in a workshop. Positive emotion means you are in a workshop creating what you want. Negative emotion means you are in a workshop creating what you do not want. If you were willing to spend 30 days letting your dominant intent in every day be the attracting of things that you like, in other words, go to the stores where the things you like are, go to the places where the automobiles are that you would like to drive, drive through the countryside to see the places you would like to live, watch those who are famous, who are prosperous. Watch those who have the personality you seek. Watch those who have the health and vitality that you seek. Watch those who look and walk and feel the way you would like to look and walk and feel. Let your dominant intent be to see things that you want. For then and only then will you have sufficient data to work on in your workshop. If you have set forth the intent to solicit forth that which pleases you, you will become a selective sifter, and you will not notice so much that which displeases you, while you will notice that which pleases you. And then your workshop sessions will be very productive. In 30 days you will have a new life. Whether it is the condition of your financial, whether it is the condition of your physical, whether it is the condition of your relationships, no matter what it is, everything in your life experience can be greatly improved in 30 days if you will exercise this process we have just offered. Now you have heard the process regarding individual creating. We will broaden it to your co-creating with others, to your relationships, to your agreements, and we will help you to understand that it is not necessary for you to tolerate those things that you do not want for the sake of getting something that you do want. If you have spent sufficient time in your workshop, you will attract all things that are in harmony with your current wanting. For most, interacting with others in harmony means getting them to do what you want them to do. It seems that that is the mindset of much of your world. Wanting to get the others to think like or be like or do like they would prefer doing. And as that is your intent, whether it is in individual creating or whether it is in the organization of your world, you will find yourself not being successful with it, for it defies law. You are not here to get others to be or do or have what you do. There is not one thing that is right while all other things are wrong. We come forth to offer you assistance in understanding the laws that you may effectively create whatever it is that you are wanting. But it is important as you are entering into this business of co-creating to understand how it works best. Uh-huh. As in the relationship of two who are coming together in marriage. If one believes that agreement is to get the other one to agree with what he wants to do, it is possible that he may be able to find someone who wants harmony so much that the other is willing to go along with whatever the dominant one wants. But that falls far short from our idea of agreement or co-creating. Mm-hmm. It is not simply being so strong that the other succumbs. Agreeing or relationships, from our perspective, are literally co-creating. Unless you have been able to visualize it clearly in your mind first, it will not be part of your experience, and so it is with co-creating. The individuals involved must be able to visualize the relationship, and through continuing communication, they will help one another to see what they individually see. But the real co-creating begins when all members of the agreement come together to discuss or literally form through images and words their picture of what they are wanting this agreement, this partnership, this relationship, this co-creating to be. All who are involved must participate. Otherwise, they feel as if they are a puppet acting out someone else's desires, and for the most part, they are. We will be discussing two types of agreements. Those that have never been clearly established in the beginning and are now in a great mess that you are trying to work your way out of, uh-huh. And those that you have not yet formed that you will be attracting now from your clear wanting. We are aware that you have organized some questions for us. We will hear your questions as you have segmented them into groups. Uh-huh. This recording will give you a general overview. And certainly the process for the attracting or the reorganization of any relationship. We are ready to hear from you.